T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
Swing and a high drive to center field. Get up, baby. Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah. David Freeze has just sent us into game number 7. This series is tied. 3-3 with a walk-off home run here in the bottom of the 11th inning.
Well, he has certainly given us some iconic calls over the years on KMOX and some funny ones as well. I think we all have our Shannonisms. Good morning, John Hancock.
Hey there.
Good morning, Michael Kelly.
Good morning, Debbie. And I know you share my belief in this.
What?
You just reported there was going to be snow. If it's going to be winter, let it snow.
Exactly. I am with you. I cheer for snow always.
Because
winter is brown and dreary and dead looking, and a nice coating of snow just makes everything look bright and happy and new. So
preach.
Plus, you know, it's the weekend. So if it snows, you can just stay by the fireplace, have some tea and read a book, you know, and look out the window.
Right.
It's so pretty. All right.
That's right.
Well, Mike Shannon, back to him. Reports are saying that this will be Mike Shannon's final in the booth. The Cardinals have not confirmed this to KMOX yet, officially. This will be Shannon's 50th season with the organization, which is really unbelievable. So your thoughts, impressions, your perspective this morning, Mr. Hancock?
Well, I mean, what an institution Mike Shannon is. And he's been, you know, he's been the soundtrack of our lives for a half a century. I'll never forget the time when the Cardinals were in New York. They're playing the Mets there at Shea Stadium. The pregame show was on. Mike Shannon was breaking down the game, and he said, you know, look at this full moon over Shea Stadium tonight. I wish the folks back home could see this. I mean, he's truly a treasure.
He's had some good ones.
He has.
Michael Kelly?
Yeah, look, you know, Mr. Shannon's unique, right, to us, because, like, he's a real St. Louisan. This is a guy who grew up. He was a high school sports star here.
Apparently, CBC.
One of the best football quarterbacks that most people saw in high school at CBC. He's a guy who got to spend his entire life here, 50 years with the Cardinals. The call, get up, baby, gets me up every Friday morning so that I'm on time to be on the phone with you guys. I'll miss Mr. Shannon, but I don't think he's going away. He and his family are quite invested in this community, and I'm happy to see that he's going to get to have one more year to let it all out.
All right, well, we'll keep people posted on that story for sure. And, of course, it is winter warm-up weekend, so get your virtual experiences taken care of. All right, a couple of days ago, I think it was Tuesday, we were rolling our eyeballs on overtime because the Missouri House in Jefferson City had decided to vote down CDC requirements for masks and social distancing and make them voluntary, and that people who were concerned about COVID could testify virtually, but it would have to be approved in advance. Then yesterday, the news that, oops, there's a COVID outbreak at the Capitol, and now they are calling it quits, at least for the rest of the week, and figuring things out. Michael Kelly, I don't really know what to say to this, but do you think this will be enough for the House to say, oh, I guess maybe we should wear masks?
No, this is the group that spawned a young Josh Hawley. I mean, this is just a group that's kind of lost its mind. You know, I'm kind of sick of just talking about the idiocy of some of this nonsense. And the fact that we're having to waste time talking about the fact that they're still fighting this mask stuff. I think it was Jim White who used to say on KMOX all the time, you can't fix stupid. Well, guess Jefferson City's never going to get fixed.
John?
Well, you know, I mean, they should have a rule to wear a mask on the floor. And, you know, that's about all I have to say about that, Debbie.
All right. Well, we'll see if they get their business done. I thought it was kind of a clever way of silencing Democrats, because the Democrats were the only ones who voted against the mask mandate, or voted for a mask mandate. And it was, if they didn't like, if they were worried about their health, you know, that they could testify virtually, but also it might not be approved. So either come to the House or don't testify.
Give me liberty or give me death. I guess some of them want death.
Okay. I want to save this one for after the break because it was a very interesting one with local attorney Al Watkins.
Unbelievable.
Before we get to that one, let me just say that, and I'm going to start with you again, Michael Kelly, because we are concerned about how to pay for Joe Biden's stuff now. I'm hearing reports that he has a $1.9 trillion plan to combat the nation's economic and public health emergencies. And it would send out another round of $1,400 payments for individuals. However, some are saying, how are we going to pay for that? How are we going to pay for that, Michael?
Right. Yeah. Well, but anytime we start to worry about those of us who really work for a living, who get dirty and take their showers after they work, rather than those of us who take our showers before work, we've got to start to worry about spending. Look, the hypocrisy of the Republican Party on spending is so insane. We just got through 4 years of non-conservative thought, a man spending like a drunken sailor, and absolute silence from the GOP. And I think the way that we ought to treat them when they start this nonsense, while we're out there making sure that everyday Americans have an opportunity to move ahead, we just got to ignore them.
Well, I could have gone all day without thinking about Michael Kelly in the shower. But what I will tell you is that, yeah, we've got to spending does matter, and the deficits that we're piling up, and it's been both parties. I'm not going to try and sit here and say it's not, but it's been both parties. But we're going to have to reckon with the spending that we're doing. And Mike, you know, I don't have a problem necessarily with helping people out that are struggling through the pandemic, but a $1,400 check to everybody is a colossal waste of money. It's not targeted. It's not going to do what it's intended to do. And it's going to be squandered in large measure. If we can get to a place where we can target the resources, I'd be much more inclined to support this.
Yeah, but I don't think we ought to allow this policy moment to go, John, because you're right about spending. Spending has to be paid for. But you know what else has to be paid for? Tax cuts. And Donald Trump pushed forward these tax cuts. You just gave us a little lecture on fiscal responsibility, and there was no fiscal responsibility behind the tax cuts. So while we're worried about spending, I think we ought to also talk about the income that's coming in, because we seem to take less and less every time the Republicans are in charge. And then when the Democrats have to come dig us out of a hole, y'all are worried about spending.
Well, let me tell you, you know what increases tax revenue is economic growth. Economic growth produces more money for the Treasury, and tax cuts produce economic growth. So do regulation restrictions. And, you know, if you pursue a policy of economic growth, that ultimately is the best for the country and it's best for the people.
All right. We're going to take a break. And when we return, the face, he's kind of become the face just because he was wearing a Viking helmet and face paint, of the Capitol riots is being represented by a St. Louis attorney. More on that after we check the...
They're playing basketball!
Get ready for Billiken's Basketball Saturday as the women's team takes on Davidson. Pre-game 11:45, tip-off 12 noon. Hear it here on your home for Billiken's Basketball, KMOX.
It's 8:43, round two of OT, Hancock and Kelly in Monterey. It's Friday, and we have snow in the forecast. Life is good. At least we're going to...
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
We'll take what we can get. All right, my first reaction was to chortle yesterday when I heard that the QAnon shaman, also known as Jacob Chansley, the guy in the Viking hat and face paint, the shirtless guy from the U.S. Capitol riots last week, is being represented by none other than St. Louis attorney Al Watkins. And you're chuckling, too. I mean, you got to admit, you were like,
not.
Al Watkins, how did that happen? I did ask him this morning, how did you come to be his attorney? And he said, well, my reputation precedes me. So anyway, he had a lot to say about his client and about why he thinks that President Trump should pardon this man. But he said that Chansley was invited by the president, John, and that he didn't do anything, and he was welcomed in by Capitol Police. And so he doesn't think that his client, who doesn't have a criminal record, should really be facing any penalties. He also said, Al Watkins, that he compared President Trump to cult leader Jim Jones and said that the only thing missing in Washington that day was a giant vat of Kool-Aid. Your thoughts?
Well, wow. You know, I would think,
I know,
as
it's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. As a general rule of thumb, it's probably not the best decision you could ever make to go into the Capitol building when there's a riot happening wearing a Viking helmet and face paint. I mean, just as a general rule of thumb, I'd be inclined to encourage my friends not to do something like that. As for Al Watkins, I mean, this guy, you know, when I was a kid, my parents had this book, Where's Waldo? You know, and you got this picture of like there's a million people, and then there's and Al Watkins. I mean, this guy pops up like, I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know what? It's proof that this is the greatest country in the world, because Al Watkins has got clients. He's got lots of them.
So last night, I came back from a dinner that I had with, believe it or not, John Hancock. When when I got home, I flip on CNN, and who else is there but Al Watkins? He's talking. His microphone didn't work too well. They had to cut him off and call him back. Boy, this guy can attract them, can he? I mean, just think of what he's been involved with Brighton's and the McCluskeys, and now the Braveheart guy. And who hasn't been welcomed in the front door of a Capitol with, you know, tasers and guns, just like when you go out to see Hancock. So the whole thing is just nutty, and it's fitting that Al is a part of the circus.
I will say this, though. Al Watkins, I ran into him at P.F. Chang's, I don't know, a year or so ago, and he's a jazz pianist. Did you know that?
He is.
I see
a fundraiser in the future.
Oh,
Hancock and Watkins.
Hancock and Watkins. So there we go.
But, you know, I do appreciate the point he made, and that he makes the point that every one of those people showed up there at the invitation of the President of the United States. Not once. The President did this for several months, invited people to come. While we kind of josh a little bit with Al Watkins, he does have some truth there in that I think he's got a pretty solid defense. And why is Donald Trump employing his followers to come to Washington, D.C. and do this stuff, and then he just turns on them? But then again, I guess he's turned on Rudy Giuliani. Turned on Mike Pence. I guess it's only a couple of minutes here. We'll hear that he's throwing Ivanka under the bus.
Oh, that won't happen. That's, I think, the one safe bet. Hey, speaking of turning your back on, most of us have to go through metal detectors and security. In fact, if you do go to the U.S. Capitol, typically, if you've ever been to D.C., they have very tight security. You have to go through metal detectors. Since the riots last week, they have really beefed up security. And some Republican lawmakers, John, are balking at having to go through metal detectors. They don't want to go through the security. And apparently, Rodney Davis in Illinois had to get between another lawmaker and Capitol Police because the guy got so heated about do you know who I am? So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says members of Congress will be fined $5,000 if they avoid the new metal detectors, and it jumps to $10,000 for a second offense. Texas Representatives Chip Roy and Louie Gohmert say they refuse to comply, and Gohmert calls it harassment. Is that harassment?
No. You know, 2 weeks, maybe it was a month after I became a state representative. I was 24 years old. And we had some event in Forest Park. And I guess somehow or another, my driving skills, my directional skills are not so good. And so I was going down the wrong way on a one-way street. I got pulled over by the police officer. And he said, "Sir, you're going the wrong way." I said, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "No." I said, "I'm a state representative." He said, "Oh, good." And he gave me a ticket. And so that's the way this is supposed to work.
Michael?
So I'm trying to figure out the common denominator here, Deb. Earlier, we talked about a group of legislators in Jefferson City who didn't want to wear masks. I think they were all Republicans. And now, after an insurrection in the Capitol and the rules, the law and order that was put in place by the Democrats, is it the Republicans again that have a problem with this? I guess so. It's just, I'll go back to that Jim White saying, you just can't fix stupid.
And that wraps up round two of OT. It is 8:49. It is 8:53. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Michael Kelly and John Hancock. And earlier this morning, I was speaking with Margaret Brennan, who is the host of CBS's Face the Nation, and asked her to describe for me what it was like in Washington, D.C. right now, because she is there. And it's just unprecedented, the amount of security that they have right now leading up to next week's inauguration. But apparently, fearing more violence, Airbnb is canceling all reservations for places in the Washington, D.C. area for next week. They are giving out refunds. American Airlines is suspending alcohol service on flights into the district. Delta has been putting people on a no-fly list who have been hostile and causing issues. So, Michael Kelly, how concerned are you about potential violence next week?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, I don't know what to think anymore. None of us would have believed what we witnessed 10 days ago. And then since then, people justifying it and saying that they didn't cause problems. You know, the inauguration is a magical moment. I've had the privilege of participating in a couple of them. And, regardless of what you think of Joe Biden, here's a man who ran for president 3 times. He's going to be president now and inaugurated. And this particular president stole that special moment from him and his family and from our country and from the world to see this peaceful transition. And so I'm very fearful of not only about what we're going to see between now and inauguration, but for the next several years. And I'm just sad. I'm sad as an American that this is where we're at. And I'm sorry, but we really only have one place to point, and that's you know who.
John?
Yeah, I was supposed to go to D.C. Here in January and have some meetings, and you know, I'm not going. And it's disturbing to see all of the presence. Now, I do think that, and I'm hopeful, that you're not going to have any kind of a incident. Certainly, the Capitol is better prepared now than it was a week and a half ago to deal with this. And, you know, I'm certainly hopeful that all of this will settle down and we'll get back to, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back to fighting about policy with Michael Kelly and,
policy.
You know, we're, yeah, right. But we're not there yet.
You know, it made me a little sad this morning because we all know that this is unprecedented and we've never seen anything like this in our lifetimes of what's happening. But somebody had tweeted a picture, and it was from January 7th, 2009. And it said, this is a picture from the lunch that George W. Bush put together for incoming President-elect Obama. And it's just this adorable picture of Bush, Obama, Bush, Clinton, and Carter standing in the Oval Office. So they had a little lunch in the transition, and it's quite a juxtaposition with what we're experiencing now.
Well, that's who we are. And what we're living through now is unfortunate, but that's who we are as a country. And I do think we'll get back to that.
What do you think, Michael? Last word.
Yeah, I mean, we just missed the class and appropriateness of Barack Obama, George Bush, and all of our previous presidents. But this nightmare is almost over. Just a couple more days. Everybody hold your breath. We're almost done with him. And who knows what's next for him.
Hancock and Kelly up after the news at the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.